is the McDonald's Lanky Rail Ball Podcast, presented by McDonald's of Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and now proudly in MacArthur. McDonald's and Viking basketball. I'm loving it. The Viking Rail Ball Podcast with head coach Matt Coles is your weekly look inside Vince County Vikings basketball. Stand by for recaps and previews of all of this week's Viking action, plus scores, stats, guest interviews, and more. Now broadcasting across the World Wide Web.
From a padded room in his basement.
Alongside the head coach of the Vikings, Matt Coles, here's your host, Carl Knox.
And welcome to another edition of the Viking Roundball Podcast. It's episode number 58. My name's Carl Knox, but that's not important. His name is Coach Matt Coles. That is important. What?
Yeah.
Well, you're wearing me out. The podcast presented by McDonald's, McDonald's and MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. Be it before or after the game, McDonald's and high school sports, they go hand in hand. McDonald's, I'm loving it. In case you care, we're taping this little ditty Sunday afternoon, February the 7th. The snow is gone. We're anxiously waiting for the tournament draw results, right?
Supposed to have them by 3 o'clock. It's all online now, no more meeting. So I guess they just electronically send it to us. So maybe by the end of this show, who knows, we'll have those.
Well, we've got 1,000 things going on right now.
Yep.
You just got out of practice.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the wrath of 13 varsity basketball players all told, but I know there's a couple out there outside. They're all coming out to my place this afternoon, having pizza, playing pool, watching some NBA, getting ready for the Super Bowl coming up later this evening. But this is our senior edition, and all of our seniors, well, actually, we're minus one right now.
I don't know if Sean's going to make it up or not, but we have five. We're going to have four, I think, for sure today.
Mm-hmm.
So five great kids. You know, it's been a great senior class, really has. We have really four of these guys on the court played a major role this year. And you know, Austin Ward, even though he didn't play as much, played a huge role in our locker room, you know, over the last 2 years.
Right.
I'll start with Austin. He had one of the best shows of leadership I've had in all my years of coaching the other night against River Valley in a game that was pretty much decided. It was a 15-20 point game with a couple minutes left. He takes a charge after just coming in the game, and I told our guys, you know, we've got some guys on this team that don't take charges, and when you see Austin come in a game and do it in a game that's decided, he doesn't have to do it. It's not like he gets a ton of minutes. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was outstanding. That's the type of kid he's been, and this senior class really as a whole has been like that. Every single one of these guys leads by example, whether it's, you know, Sean Cottle coming in this year, first year, showing a lot of leadership, and I hope Sean doesn't regret playing because he got hurt,
right?
You know, recently, and we're awaiting some MRI results this week, and hopefully it's not as bad as what it seems. I hope he doesn't regret playing because we certainly are happy to have him, and he's been a big part of our success. And then Tyler Barnett, again, a kid who anybody that's you know been around Vinton County knows this kid's got a bright future, you know, hopefully going to one of the service academies, and great leadership. And then what can you say about Jordan and Chase? Been with us 4 years. Both those kids have played varsity basketball for 4 years and been a part of a lot of wins and a lot of good times. And those two are going to be missed for sure. So five great seniors. I know you're going to get a chance to talk to hopefully all of them, but at least four of them, and just great kids.
Yeah, and actually, as you stated, not just great kids. They're a pretty close-knit bunch of guys. I mean, they're all friends kind of off the court.
Yeah.
They hang out together, and they
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, everybody's got their best friends they hang out with more, but I think all five of these guys think a lot of each other, have a lot of respect for each other, and they joke around a lot. They're loose with each other. I mean, it's been a great group of seniors. Your attitude of your team sort of starts with your seniors, you know, whether they're your best players or not.
Right.
Some cases they are, some cases they're not, you know, each year in, year out, but your attitude really revolves around them, because if your seniors don't have a good attitude, it's going to trickle down. So I'm real thankful for this group.
Well, we do have a couple of three games to get through for the past week, and it's been a very topsy-turvy week for you. I mean, it's been kind of like a great novel. It's been the best of times and the worst of times for you. But let's go back and talk about the game this past Tuesday, February the 2nd, as you host Jay Klein and the Nelsonville York Buckeyes. A game in which you never trailed the entire game. The final score of Vinton County 79, Nelsonville 47. I know you had to be, you wanted to get after, you know, the tough loss, Miami Trace, and you know, what you had to endure last weekend. You kind of wanted the kids to get some confidence. I know that's what you talked about in the last podcast, but I know you probably were pretty happy with the shooting. You guys shot the ball well. You really kind of jumped out to a big lead. Just your thoughts on that game.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to really get the defensive energy back and pick up just the intensity on that end of the floor. And I thought we did that. I mean, I think we held them scoreless maybe the first 4 minutes, and that was big for us that night. And it always helps when you hit shots, and we came out, we did make shots, and so that was just, it was a night to hopefully get back on track and build some confidence, and I think it did. I think really all week, and we're going to talk about the other two games, but I thought in all three games, you know, defensively we played hard. We weren't always fundamentally sound. We're still working through some things on that. Mm-hmm. But I thought our intensity picked up in all three games, even the loss defensively. But that kind of started Tuesday night. I thought our kids got some of their confidence back, hopefully, in that win.
Well, it was a good win. Tristan Bartow led the Vikes with 21. Derek Jones had 13. Jordan Albright with 12. Naylon Yates with 12. And Edwards led the Buckeyes with 21 points. And really, you kind of gave him, other than a real good second quarter when Nelsonville made a run on you guys, you really just defensively, I kind of locked the whole thing down, and it right. wasn't just your starters, but you went deep late in the game. Everyone got playing time, and it's always nice. And I know you really spend a lot of time thinking about this and working on this, especially as you get closer and closer to tournament time. You want those bench players to have that same intensity that the starters do, and it doesn't matter. And to your point with the senior leadership. Something that Jordan Albright said during the game out on the floor, I heard him, and Jordan's a pretty soft-spoken guy to begin with.
Right.
But it was kind of interesting, and he didn't mean any disrespect to Nelsonville. I think you guys had like an 18-point lead in probably in third quarter, whatever. He made the comment. He said, let's play like we're behind.
Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of like, let's don't get complacent. It wasn't that, you know, you were wanting to rub that in Nelsonville's nose right. or anything like that. I think he just was trying to say, hey, guys, just because we got a comfortable lead doesn't, you know, leave us any room.
Yeah,
to do
you
that.
Don't want to be flat or complacent at any point in the game, because that can bleed over into the next one. And, of course, we knew we had to go to Alexander next night. We wanted to keep the intensity up. And you're right about the bench, because you start getting some nicks and bruises this time of year, too. Obviously, we lost Sean, it looks like, for a while, maybe even the rest of the season. And, you know, you're one ankle turn away or somebody, you know, that you've got to call on those guys. So we want those guys, you know, being competitively ready at all times.
Well, that was the good news. Here's kind of the downer of the week is a back-to-back, a makeup game on February the 3rd, last Wednesday. You had to go to the Alley, which is always a very difficult place to play to begin with. And then, unfortunately, you know, it's been a bad week for a couple of our neighboring school districts. First, I'll start with the Alexander Spartans, as they lost their baseball coach, Vaughn Grigsby. He'd been the coach there for 12 years, just an outstanding person, a wonderful guy. We got that news Tuesday night before you guys played. But you knew going over there, it's already a tough place to play.
Uh-huh.
And with his son, Shay, I think that's his name,
right.
That does play on the varsity squad, you knew that emotions were going to be running high with the Alexander
right.
Spartans. And that turned into a 59-54 loss for you guys. But that was just just another dogfight to a program that you actually have been a part of. And I know you and Coach Kearns have a lot of respect for each other, but still coming up on the short end of the stick had to hurt that night.
Yeah, it does, and it did. And the thing of it is, when you go on the road and play a 16-4 basketball team, you know, it's never easy. And Alexander does a good job of creating that home court advantage. You know, they the way they set things up there, and Their crowd does a nice job, and there's just it's just a tough place to play, and we know that. I mean, you know, the last couple of years we haven't had success there. You know, we won there for the 8 straight years or something before that, but it just sometimes it goes in cycles. You know,
right.
Coach Kern's done a nice job there last couple of years getting his kids ready. You know, we didn't play as well as we can play. And like you said, they were playing very emotional, and rightfully so, because I mentioned this in the paper, but Vaughn was definitely one of the good guys. I had the opportunity to coach his older son, LC, way back in the day when I was over there in 1999.
Was that 90? Yeah.
And got to know Vaughn. He was one of these guys who was a really good parent for a coach to have, because he was one of these guys that it wasn't all about his kid. You know what I mean? It was about everybody. And just a great man, and obviously lost. I hate to even say lost the battle, because you know, he fought hard on that thing.
He had
been
sick for quite some time.
Yeah, and eventually it went. I guess it won out, but I wouldn't say that he lost it. I mean, he battled right to the end, and you got to admire that from him. But no. So I mean, it was a tough loss for us. Back to the basketball, I guess. We had some defensive issues guarding a 3-point line. I think they made 6 threes. That really, there was a run in the third quarter, I think an 11-1 run that probably not sealed the deal, but probably eventually, looking back, was the thing that cost us. We did get it all the way back and had 2 shots to tie in the last minute. We had a 2-point shot, kind of, you know, that a kid made a block on, and then we had a wide open 3 that could have tied the game too. So give credit to our kids in a tough environment for fighting all the way back.
Yeah,
Alexander's not an easy team to play from behind from, because they're disciplined and they spread you out, and our kids did a nice job getting back in it. So it was unfortunate that we couldn't get it, but you know, it's a pretty tough place to play. It's not a game that's a definite win, so we knew we had to just pick it back up and move on to the next one.
Yeah, tough losses. You guys lose that one, but then this past Friday night, as you guys on February the 6th, you head down to River Valley. I'm sorry, February the 5th, go down to Bidwell to take on the River Valley Raiders. You guys come away with a 68-50 win, a game that you guys really looked, you know, pretty good, especially in that first quarter. You jumped out to a 27 lead after the first quarter and really didn't look back. A lot of guys got in the game, and you had to be very happy with the outcome of that game, because that's another gym that,
yeah,
it's a weird, I'm not putting them down, it's just a hard gym to play in, take their record and
yeah, well, and then you run into them on senior night, and the place is crowded, and everyone's excited. And, you know, and I told our guys, I mean, we've got, you know, this is just, I've been coaching for Vinton County a lot longer than these guys have been playing for Vinton County. And one thing that's true is when you go on the road, you always get the other team's best, because they have a little bit bigger crowd when we show up than they normally do, if they're not having a great year, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, of course, it was their senior night, so we got their best. And they made a nice little run at us in the second quarter. And we went in at halftime. I mean, we still had a little bit of a lead. Went in at halftime and just said, look, we've weathered the storm. Let's go out and execute in the third quarter. I thought our kids had a great defensive third quarter. And I think we were up maybe 13-14 at the end of 3. So so that was really the turning point. I thought our kids played extremely hard, very, very hard defensively. And that's something we're trying to build on here as we go down the stretch run of the season.
You've mentioned this working on defense, not to sound cliches or something, but with these losses that you had over the past couple weeks, be it the Athens, the Miami Trace, or the Alex loss, is that something that you feel that your team has gotten, well, I don't want to say gotten away, but the defensive intensity has not been this in the past 2-3 weeks what you thought it was at the beginning of the year? Is there
I feel like we haven't committed ourselves to the defensive end as a group the way we did early in the season. I feel like we got a little bit you know, fat and lazy. I mean, not literally lazy,
right?
We play hard, but a little bit, you know, hey, we're pretty good here, you know.
Kind of lost your edge.
We're going to score some points, and we're going to do this. And it still comes down to the defensive end. And the games we've gotten beat, I really believe we've gotten beat defensively because of our defense. So that's something we've really focused on. And if you're going to – when you're trying to win a league championship like we're trying to do, and you're going into the tournament, you're not going to do it without defense. You know, it's just plain and simple. And all you got to do is just buy a ticket and go watch tournament basketball, and the defensive teams have success at that level. So we're going to continue to really drill and work, and they're starting to come back to where I want them to be, but we're not there yet.
Okay. Well, we're going to get the seniors in here quickly. We're going to get 2-2, I think. And hopefully, while you're out there feeding your pie hole with pizza, you're going to get an email with the seedings. You want to go ahead and tell everybody how did you vote? Did you vote? You gonna let that out of the bag?
We might get into that in the next segment. I'll think about it.
Oh, jeez.
No, you know what? It's funny. There's five teams in this thing or four teams with four or less losses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's pretty unique. You don't normally get
that.
No,
it's a very top-heavy sectional.
And then you got one team who happens to be Logan Elm, which everybody has a lot of respect for, obviously, sure. I think had five losses. So you've got five teams in there with those kind of records, and it's going to be a situation. I'll be honest with you. I did vote our team the one seed. I felt like, you know, with similar records,
mm-hmm.
you know, I believe in us. And I mean, but I think there's probably three or four coaches that did that, honestly, and rightfully so.
If
you're there, you know, you should.
Well, they have four losses. Fairfield Union has four losses. They got beat by Bloom Carroll.
Beat by St. Charles is really good. Bloom Carroll. I feel like we've played a really good schedule. We've beaten a Washington Courthouse team that's only got like three losses. We beat a Alexander team early in the year that's at the time of the draw, I think, was 16-4.
Mm-hmm.
We beat Meg's team the first time, who we're going to have to play again. It's like 17-3 or 18-3.
Beat a very good Athens team at their place early in the year.
Right. So, I mean, we feel like our schedule is better than some in this. And we felt like with, you know, certain head-to-head matchups, I felt good about voting ourselves the one. You know, now whether we get it or not, who knows? And whether that's even the best position, who knows? But I went in and thought, you know, I owe this to my kids for the season they've had. And then we went from there, and it's tough. You're going to see a vote. I honestly, most years I could tell you almost for certainty four or five different seeds what they'll be, you know. Outside of probably the 8 and 9 seed in this sectional, I couldn't tell you another one. You know what I mean?
No. Well, I mean, I think you can take the top three in that sectional, and you could tell me you got a one seed, or Logan Elm got a one seed, or Fairfield Union.
Or Warren, or Meggs.
Well, Warren
only has three losses. Meggs only has three losses. So, yeah, I mean,
Warren beat Logan last night, right?
Yeah, but all the voting was done by
Friday. Yeah, see, that's where this is getting all colluded.
Yeah.
For people that don't realize, this is a whole different – this is an online vote. The first year that the Southeast District has done this, and, you know, I've already started hearing the grumblings, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I'll let you get out of here, check your email, call the wife, eat some lunch.
Sounds good.
You said good things about – your kids, and now I'm going to get them in here and hopefully get them
to say bad things about me.
You got it.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. Coming up next, the seniors for Vinton County's varsity squad. They'll be coming in and giving us their thoughts on Viking basketball and their upcoming graduations as the Viking Roundball podcast rolls on. Back on the Viking Roundball podcast, presented by McDonald's of MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. Whether it's before or after the game, McDonald's and high school sports, they go hand in hand. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Threw the coach out. This is one of my favorite things to do the entire year, guys. Is bring in the seniors, the season leaders of the Viking squad, and I guess we're missing one. Sean Cottle's not going to be able to make it because he's injured.
Right.
Nice to welcome in Chase Wood, the big fella, as well as Austin Ward. How you doing, guys?
Pretty good. All right.
Yep. You're good? Okay. Is there any pizza left outside?
Bryce tried to
Bryce, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Bryce is out there.
Yeah.
I forgot. We should have ordered a couple of extras. Yeah, Bryce can put the hurt on food.
Oh, but, yeah, he can. Him and Combs.
we're going to get into Combs' stories here in a little bit, because I know you guys, in addition to respecting his coaching ability, his eating habits are also something that's just you got to marvel at. I know between team camps and shootouts and going on the road, things like that. But first of all, I know that, you know, both, you know, seniors. Chase, you've been on varsity squad. Is it 3 or 4 years?
I've been starting for about 3 years, but my freshman year I just kind of sat the bench and stuff and just learned mostly.
Did you play JV? Did you split time your freshman year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Austin, you've been on the varsity squad 2 years.
Yep.
And played freshman JV. And of course, you know, you're active in what, golf as well as baseball. You're a one sport athlete, right, Chase?
Yeah, I used to play football my freshman year, but I quit that and just stuck with basketball.
And I know you played some club ball, and I know you work year round as far as not when even off season you're in the weight room, things like that. What do you guys? I mean, playing for Combs, for Matt. What's some of your distinct recollections, both good, bad, and ugly? Austin, go ahead, jump in here.
He's pretty quotable. We can say that.
Okay. He's had quite a few this year.
You could probably write a book of just, I call them Combs-isms, but do you agree with him, Chase?
Yeah, he'll speak his mind and stuff. If he has something to say, he definitely will.
I think one of the, and I know him, I've obviously never played for him, but on the golf course, his temper tantrums, and it doesn't cease to amaze me. He'll things will come out of his mouth that he doesn't have time to really think through sometimes. And you want to laugh. Does any of that go on in the locker room sometimes or in practice?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we just kind of stick with just keeping it in mind whenever he says it, try not to laugh. But once we get in the locker room or after practice or something like that, then we'll kind of let him have it and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's been stories, and he actually will confess after the fact. I think it was last year. I don't know what game it was, but he told me, like, the week after, he's like, you know, I'd like to be motivational and get kids all psyched up. And he said, I'm just not a really good motivational speaker. And he said, I told the kid, let it rip or let it, what was it he said? And he kind of let it go, or what was the exact quote?
I'm not sure and stuff. It was something
about one a week. So
yeah. But he said that, and he said, I knew as soon as I said it, the entire team kind of like turned their head away, and all the coaches just started laughing. And he said, I just realized I made an idiot of myself. And I was like, that's okay, coach. You make an idiot of yourself a lot of times. But I know he's, I think a lot of the fans, and I'm sure your moms, your parents and things like that, people in your family, they only see him on the, you know, on the bench. They have that impression of him, but he is kind of somebody that he's almost like one of you kids at times. Well, actually, he's more immature than you kids. I mean, you guys do have a lot of fun in terms of, you know, going on the road and things like that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
What like team camps? What's that like to go out? You know, what's it like to spend? I know because of golf trips, but you know, what's it like to be in a van with Combs for 5 hours, 6 hours? That's got to be.
Tyler and I went to assembly or orientation type deal at Ohio State last year with Kite and Combs, and Kite got us to stop for breakfast on the way up there, and Combs and him were fighting the whole way up there about stopping for breakfast. Combs said we were going to be late, and Kite was trying to help him with parking when we got up there. We got in there about a few minutes before it started, and Kite was giving him a hard time all day about us stopping for breakfast. Combs couldn't believe it. Kite had to get breakfast on the way there.
But Matt didn't want to stop for breakfast.
He didn't seem like that day.
Well, he might have been one of his binge diets. But you know, to that, the first time when you guys saw the Combs eating habits, what did you think, Chase?
I don't know. Just he always compares with Bryce, and him and Bryce always try to get together and just try to have like a food eating contest or something like that. Like,
right. I wouldn't. I know Bryce.
I wouldn't want to pay the bill. I know that.
No. I think one of the best stories I remember is the Wendy's value meal. You know, they have like, you know, cheaper items. There's 11 items on the value meal. Uh-huh. He got all 11 of them. But he substituted the salad. He didn't. Want, you know. But he does all that. What's going on with you guys after graduation? Do you guys have your minds made up, Austin? I know you spent a lot of time. I hear from your brothers canvassing the entire state of North Carolina. What college are you gonna go to?
Yeah, I've got into Ohio State and North Carolina State, so I'm basically deciding between those two right now. But I'd really like to go to North Carolina State if I can.
What field are you looking?
Business, economics, probably. Okay. Maybe minor in political science.
Okay. Chase, what are you thinking about doing?
I'm going to go to Hawking College, and I'm going to go to medical field, be a physical therapist assistant.
Okay, which I actually my neighbor right across the way here. She went to Shawnee State, got her, and from what I've been told, it's a tough field, but you can get your degree in like 2-3 years.
Yeah,
and the paychecks start rolling in.
Yeah,
and I've even heard people say that a physical therapist assistant is really for the, you don't have to go to school so long, but you know, they make just as they can kind of depending on how much you want to work, you can make whatever you want to work. If you want to work 40 hours a week, or if you want to work 60, you can knock down some big jacks. So what's your best memory playing for Vinton County? I know it's cliche, but And I'm sure you're probably...
My freshman year would probably whenever we went to the combo and stuff, just being around on you and all of them and stuff, me being so young, the first time experiencing all that.
Was that L.B. Ramey?
Jordan Kidd and Tyler Walton, all of them, just being in the atmosphere, playing at the combo, even though I didn't really play a whole lot, just being there with all of them, it was just really exciting.
I'm sure when you guys ran out on the floor, you walked out there, you're just like starstruck.
Yeah.
What about you, Austin?
I've had a lot of great memories, for sure. Had some great experiences, but my favorite memory is probably just practice. There's at least one practice a week that I'll remember forever because something enjoyable, something hilarious happens. I got a story to tell.
Things that happen that no one knows about. It's not necessarily just the games.
I'm surrounded by so many friends. I get along with everybody on the team and friends with almost all of them outside of basketball, and it's just been... It's been great to play.
Right. Now, you're going to have to listen to the whole thing because Matt and I were talking about each one of you individually in the first segment. You didn't necessarily – and tell me – this is a story I heard, and, you know, correct me, I might be wrong. You know, and I think you'd be the first to admit, you know, you're not one of these kids that is constantly demanding playing time or thinking like that. And you don't get a lot of playing time, but you do have a very big leadership role in the team. And, you know, you handle that role real well. Wasn't there a time, I think you're going into your junior year, that you even went to Combs and said, you know, do I need to play or am I needing to come out? And he wanted you on the team. And you still do things now. I know that's one thing that he and I talk about, not only here, but off mic, about how seniors they kind of kickstart the team. It's, you know, if you got a good group of seniors that has leadership qualities, that kind of sets the pace. But what did that conversation ever happen, and how did that whole thing unfold?
Well, last year, the last day of tryouts, I think it was, and I'd been to a lot of stuff and been practicing with the varsity a lot during tryouts. And he told me that the JV team and the varsity team would be, there's a couple guys he didn't know who was going to be where yet.
Right.
And so he told me he'd like me to play varsity if I could get, understand that what my role was and not expect to get a lot of time and just help everybody get along a little bit better.
Does he do that, Chase, a lot with you guys? I mean, do you know going into the season, does he sit down with each one of you individually and say, okay, this is kind of where I see you being strong. This is where you're weak. This is what you're – did you guys actually have those kind of conversations?
Yeah, that's one of the first things he does before practices and stuff. He just makes sure that first week he makes sure everybody knows what their role is and what he expects from and everything.
And really, you guys as a team, not just the seniors, but you guys are all pretty close. There's not a lot of big egos on the team as far as people.
Absolutely not.
No,
it's kind of like I would say you're all good friends.
Yes.
Sometimes you're like brothers, and you fight, and you guys there's I've heard that there's been some scraps in practice.
You get Tristan and Derek and Bo and all them together and stuff. There will be some arguments, definitely.
Really? So those three right there, and you guys are like the big brothers. You got to keep those
guys.
Then
we get in the locker room afterward, and everybody makes fun of each other.
Yeah.
We're all over it by the time we leave.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I wish you the best, and, you know, this thing ain't done yet. Kind of a good news, bad news thing. I know that Alexander loss had to sting, and, you know, really when you look back at the TVC, had you beat Athens, you would have just taken a stranglehold on the league.
Right. Yeah.
You know, tough night at Alex. Of course, the very sad, emotional thing with all the Alexander with Coach Grimsby. Yeah. And that, I know you knew him and know his family well with your ties to baseball. But then, lo and behold, thank goodness the Megs Marauders were your friends Friday night as they knock off Alex. Now you back in the driver's seat. So take it, you guys are probably pretty...
Two to go.
Pretty jacked up for this week, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yep. Starts with Tuesday.
Yep. Friday and Saturday mean nothing if you don't take care of business Tuesday.
One game at a time is what he says.
What?
One game at a time is what coach tells us.
Yeah, and I know it's and you guys are both, you know, been around the program, and I'm sure when you were little kids and you looked up to the Duck Guthries of the world, and they were like, you idolized them, they're like rock stars, and now you're in that same boat. But I know that, you know, you guys, I'm preaching to the choir, when you got Vinton County and you know wherever you go, whenever you play a team, you guys got a bullseye on your back because nothing would make anyone happier than to beat a team with as much success as this program's had. So, guys, I'll let you get back out there. Appreciate your time, and good luck to you the rest of the way, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Right, thank you.
See you. Back on the Viking Roundball Podcast, presented by McDonald's. McDonald's of MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. Whether it's before or after the game, McDonald's and high school sports go hand in hand. McDonald's, I'm loving it. As part of our senior edition, episode number 59, if you're keeping track. Carl Knox, along with two of our other seniors, we're missing one today due to injury. Couldn't make it out, Sean Cottle. But having just talked to Austin Ward, as well as Chase Wood, bringing in the prettier of the four seniors, the lovely and talented. You sound like it's a beauty contest, doesn't it? Tyler Barnett and Jordan Albright, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Very good.
Good. Have some pizza out there?
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Has Derek and the other hoodlums out there broken anything in my basement?
Not yet.
No. Yet. 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 Yet's a key word. So you guys are both, how many years, Jordan? It seems like you've been on the varsity team forever. Is this your third or fourth year playing varsity?
Fourth year.
Man, I'm getting old, because I remember when your brother was playing, Jared, you were like a little rug rat, and I remember you used to like wear your little Viking garb to the game. Yeah. And you could tell you were, you were looking forward to that at a young age. But it's got to seem a little weird that now all of a sudden it's darn near over.
Yeah, it's definitely weird.
And you've been a basketball junkie since, like I said, since you could walk, and you're a one sport athlete. How has the senior year been for you?
Just gone by really quick.
Really?
Yep.
I'm sure the time flies when you're having fun. Now yep. Tyler, you play baseball. You're on the golf team too, right?
Golf team, no baseball.
No baseball. You played baseball when you were younger, didn't you? Okay. Yeah. But I know you did well with the, you guys win your TVC again. You've won it the last 2 years in golf. And you've kind of been, you've started a lot this year, but you're also play as a role player, kind of a defensive stopper. What's the senior year been like for you?
Through sports and school and everything, it's just been real stressful, but it's flown by.
Yeah, I'm sure it's one of those things that there's times in your guys' season when it's a grind, practices, crappy weather, road trips, long road trips, things like that. But then it's like, okay, wait, they're having the tournament draw this afternoon. This is the last week of the regular season. And then the tournament, it can go one way or the other. But what's it been like playing for Coach Combs?
It's been great. I really like him as a coach and a guy. It's been a great 2 years that I've had him as a head coach.
It's always been fun.
I know he never raises his voice.
No. Yeah.
He just always tells you what you want to hear. Doesn't, none of that. The other two guys were talking about Combs' stories. Things that comes out of his mouth and, things like that.
Yeah.
I think it would be an interesting topic if you get an email list of all of his former players and just say, send me one story. you could probably put together a pretty good book.
Yeah, that'd be a real good book.
But in all honesty, he can be the kind of guy that, we were talking about this with the other two, the moms and dads and the crowd at the games, they only see one side of you guys and him, and he's almost like one of you when it comes to practice and road trips and things like that. He's almost like one of the kids, but he's still that respect you guys have. Is he a coach that is there ever been a time that he literally made you feel more mature than him?
Yeah, Combs has that about him. He likes to goof around and have fun just as much, if not more, than we do. And
right.
He admits to it.
But there comes a time, and I'm thinking like within you guys, summer shootouts, team camps, stuff like that. During the off season, that's when the fun starts. But you guys also know that when it's time to go to work, it's time to go to work.
Yep.
After high school, Jordan, what are you looking at doing?
I'm really not 100% sure yet.
That's okay.
I want to go to college. I know that.
No, that's an important first thing. And if it makes you feel better, I think I've heard a stat once that 70% of kids that start college change their major at least once.
Yeah.
So, and Tyler, I read, now I know the Air Force Academy is in the mix.
Yes.
Are you wanting just to get into a military academy or the Air Force Academy in particular? I know that's not an easy task to do. Where's that whole thing stand right now?
I've gotten nominations to go to the Air Force Academy, West Point, and the Naval Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm just waiting to hear back from the actual colleges themselves and see if I've been accepted or not.
What I mean, if the military, if the Air Force Academy does not pan out. And I know it's, you know, there's a lot of legislatures that have, there's a lot of politics to that, quite honestly.
Yeah.
And even at that, that doesn't guarantee you're going to make it in. If that doesn't go and you go, you know, to regular college, what field are you looking at?
Engineering.
What specific? Electrical, mechanical?
I'm hoping aeronautical, something to do with flying, because I'd love to get my pilot's license.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's interesting. I'll tell you a story when we get done with this. But, yeah, that's a tough field. But when you talk about the military academy, do you have any family or friends or people that you know have ever gone through that?
Nobody through the academy. I'm friends with Jason Snyder that went to the Naval Academy.
Right. Yeah.
He's told me a few stories.
Mm-hmm.
But no immediate family.
Yeah, they'll turn you around.
Yeah.
Whether you want to or not. So good luck. Hope you get in there. That's a great. If you make it into the military academy, they're going to make a man of you. Real, and I'm not, no disrespect intended. It is a very tough ride, and not just physically demanding, but mentally very much demanding. So, guys, good luck the rest of the way. I think we were talking last segment with the other guys. You know, after that Alexander go out, before the Athens game, all you had to do was beat them. You had a stranglehold. That didn't pan out. Alexander, tough place to play. Very, you know, emotional situation there. Came up on the short end. Then lo and behold, Friday night, Megs takes care of Alex. So you're kind of back into that controlling your own destiny. So what's your thoughts on this week? Because I know it's crunch time.
It's got a tough week ahead of us, and we just want to take it one game at a time and just try to win this thing, play for us.
Yep. I think that's one game at a time is something that seems to happen, is we're not even thinking about Wellston and Maysville's a non-league game, but that'll be a senior night. That'll be interesting.
Yep.
And then Wellston, I don't take their record and throw it out the window. You go down there and play. That's a backyard rivalry. And it's one other thing is I think you guys have kind of, you guys have been going to games since you were toddlers. It doesn't matter what Vinton County's record is. I think a lot of times, just because Matt has such a good program here, you know that everybody's gunning for you. It's going to be a dogfight Friday night against Megs. Best of luck to you guys, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Tyler Barnett and Jordan Albright. We'll be back with Coach after this. Back on the Viking Roundball Podcast, presented by McDonald's in MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. Before or after the game, McDonald's and high school sports go hand-in-hand. McDonald's, I'm loving it. The coach is back in the studio, and boy, did we have fun with those four wonderful young men. Nice guys.
Yeah, good kids. Like I said, we've been blessed with some really nice kids on the team this year.
Yeah, they've nice kids, well behaved, and I really, not just the seniors, but the whole team academically this year, they're just very good, not good students, not just good athletes, but you have no grade problems or anything like that.
No, we last year, matter of fact, we finished in the top five. We got one of the all academic team awards last year, and I would say we'll be right in the hunt for that again because, like you say, the vast majority of these kids on our team are, straight A or at least AB students.
Right.
So, we're very fortunate.
Well, that's always a nice. It's good for the kids, but also you as a coach, you're not having to worry or stay on a kid's back about making sure they get their work done. And I know there's been years in the past where you actually are checking grades on a weekly basis because you'll have kids that are, kind of teetering on that eligibility line. So before we get into games coming up, hot off the press, just between these two segments, you've gone outside and proceeded to scarf down more pizza than you should eat. And you also, the email, the bracket is out.
That's not breaking news, by the way.
No, by the way, you'll have to listen to this podcast because that was a topic of both sets of interviews.
I bet it was.
Your eating habits.
Yes.
I understand that Bryce Dameron is giving you a challenge for the title when it comes to consumption.
I tell you, I don't know. I don't know if I can take him down or not. We'll see.
You might be older, but I don't know. I don't think he's got it in him. I really don't. don't think it can happen. But anyhow, the tournament, I haven't seen it. You guys are a three seat in the Logan sectional. Just go through who's what.
It looked like Fairfield Union was the one seed with Warren as the two, us as the three, Meg's the four, Logan Elm the five, which put Sheridan in the six, Athens in the seven. And then Marietta, New Lex in the 8-9 game. So we would face Sheridan, which they've got a nice, a good solid ball club. I think they're like 11-7, and you got to figure there's some good teams in that league over there this year with John Glenn obviously being one of the best right. D2 teams really in Ohio.
Tri-Valley's
a D1 school over there. It's very good. And then Morgan's having a good year. So they've played a good schedule.
If the chalk goes with you being the higher seed, then you would probably, I'm guessing, get Warren.
It'd be Warren. Yeah, we'd play Warren and if they're able to beat Athens. So we're fine with it. We think it's a good draw for us. You knew you were going to play somebody good.
There's five
good teams right there, really good teams right at the top, and then there's some teams like Athens and Sheridan. They're pretty daggone good too. So you're going to play somebody good, not only to get out, but in the first round.
Now Marietta's in that sectional.
Yes,
and I mean
that's what I'm saying. You're not only going to have to play a good one to get out. You're going to have to play a tough first round game, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
And so that's just that type of sectional. So we feel fine with it. I haven't seen how everybody voted yet. We will. We are supposed to be privy to that since it's online now. But that's how it turned out. And we'll get ready for that later on. But we've got bigger things to worry about right now.
And speaking of which, that tournament's that's a week and some odd days away.
Right.
This is going to be a heck of a week. Mentioned it in the first segment with you. After the Alex loss, you're looking at a tie at best. For the TVC title now, with thanks to Megs and their big win over Alexander down at Megs High School this past Friday night. You guys are now a game ahead of everybody, and you kind of control your own serve, so to speak.
Right.
But that sets up this big, big game coming up Tuesday night, February the 9th. The 9th, with Megs coming to your place. I know Coach Fry has got those guys playing good ball this year, and you played a pretty good I think in the first time around when you went down their place, they didn't, if my memory serves me right, they didn't have a really good night shooting, did they?
No, they didn't shoot the ball real well, and our defense was pretty good, but they missed some shots, and I thought our defense set a tone down there and didn't let them hit shots early, didn't let them get confident, and so we're gonna have to be at least that good defensively again, if not better. And then obviously you have to handle the ball against their zones. They mix in different types of zones.
And it's long. I mean, they extend their zone almost to half court at times.
Right. They'll even come out and trap out of it a little bit. So, I mean, that you have to handle the basketball and take care of it. It's not an easy task. There's a reason why they're 18-3 right now. So, there's a reason for that. So we're going to have to be at our best, and hopefully our kids will.
That'll be a big game. And then coming up Friday night, February the 12th, you go on the road and play down at Wellston. You can kind of toss the records out for that. That'll be their senior night. I'm sure they're going to be jacked up for that. And also, here of late, Coach Graham and the Rockets have really started playing some pretty good ball. And what was the big win? They
beat Athens.
They beat Athens, yeah.
And they've had a couple losses, too. So they've been up and down a little bit. But we've always said about Wellston, there's some ability there, there's some talent there, and there's some kids that with experience that have played mm-hmm. 3 and 4 years of varsity basketball. So it's one of those deals where you can never take them lightly. They're capable of beating anybody. So like you said, it's two big league games here over the course of the next 5 days, and then hopefully we'll be able to end this thing on a positive note and then start preparing for the tournament.
Yeah. Then we got senior night coming up February the 13th. That's a week from last night. It's coming up on a Saturday night. You got Maysville coming in. And they play out of the same league, if I'm not mistaken, as Sheridan, Ulex, John Glenn. But what is Maysville? What's their record like this year?
I don't even know what their record is for sure. I mean, they're having an okay year. I think they graduated some guys last year. They're solid. We're kind of gathering some information on them, to be honest, still right now, because we've been so swamped with other game planning.
Right.
You know what I mean? 3 games in 4 days last week, and we're getting ready for Megs right now. So we'll have our kids ready by Saturday for them. But they're a team that has always been a solid basketball program and team, and so we expect it to be a battle. But we've got senior night that night. Obviously, that'll be something we look forward to, and hopefully the weather cooperates this week and we get everything in, and we don't want to have makeups hanging over our head, at this point in the season.
We've kind of been lucky so far, but only missing the Alexander game really to get through the season with only one
Yeah, well, we've had two.
The Megs originally.
And then the Alexander game. So, but you're right. I mean, shoot, there's been years we've had makeups get canceled.
Yes. And I know it's bad enough as a coach, but when you're the coach AD, that makes it even more problematic. And you're trying to, well, games, you got to get some of them in. The other ones that you want to, but, you know, they just, the time doesn't allow with the tournament coming. So, well, good luck this coming week. I don't know if we're going to do another podcast or not. We might do a little quick tournament preview or updates, contingent on how your guys' postseason run works. But enjoy the kids, and good luck to you, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, thanks.
From Matt Combs, Carl Knox saying thanks for listening to the Viking Roundball Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to the McDonald's Viking Roundball Podcast, presented by McDonald's of Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and now proudly in MacArthur. McDonald's and Viking basketball. I'm loving it. Join us next week for an inside look at Vikings hoops with the head coach of the Vikings, Matt Combs, and your host, Carl Knox, right here on the McDonald's Viking Roundball Podcast.